Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and bring you along for the ride. I think that sounds pretty catchy, and bring you along for the ride. Anyway, it is 3:20, which is Wednesday. Funny thing, the ex-wife just called me up and said that I missed my appointment. I said, what appointment? I said, oh, what day is it? I should probably get a job so I know what day it is. Anyway, besides the point, let's just jump right on and see where we are, see if we can get this thing under 10 minutes today. Where are we? Alrighty, let's take a look at our positions currently. Comcast comes up first, CMCSA, into the charts we go. We had, do you call that an up day yesterday? Because it's all green, but it has a lower high and a lower low from Monday. Anyway, let's see what it was. Last 30 days. We're looking at the 20th. Okay. So 30 days ago today, we have our 30-day bottom at 40.74. From there, just trots on nicely to a triple high. Now, I'm going to read these off. 43.68, 43.65, 43.68. That's pretty much a high. I don't think, what do they call that? Resistance? It doesn't seem to want to go past that 44 mark. Anyway, we had a little bit of a dip, and then we're going sideways. Now, I don't know if you call that, because yesterday was a green day, okay? But it's a lower high than it was for Monday and a lower low than it was for Monday. But that's okay at 42.99. Now, personally, I'm into this one at 43.42. We'll see what Friday brings. I'm perfectly okay with letting it go bye-bye. But let's jump on into the next one. JWN, that's Nordstrom's. Nordstrom had a big jump yesterday, and just to let you know, I had Nordstrom in one of my other accounts, and I just let it go because you see that jump like that, a profit, I take it because it may not come again for a while. So I got rid of it and then got into something. What did I get into yesterday? I think an Apple and USB. All right, well, let's take a look at Nordstrom. Last 30 days, 30 days ago, we were at 1979 was the opening. A week later, we had the high at 2191. And then we have that downturn. And then the market maker it takes away your profit. If you don't grab profit when you take it, when it's there, the market maker will just take it away. He gapped down on excuse me. He gapped down on us and he kept pushing it down. And we have a 3-day bottom at 1690, 1686, and 1690 again. Now that was the 3rd, the 8th, and the 11th. So it was Thursday, Friday, and Monday of last week. Okay, from there, a little bit of bump up, a little bit of bump down. And then yesterday, we opened up at 1682 and went all the way to 1945. That's like one of the biggest jumps I've ever seen Nordstrom do. I'm okay with it. Where am I with Nordstrom? 1695, I sold off to 17s. Perfectly okay with that. Got 54 cents. Ooh, that's like more than 2%. That make me happy camper. All right, Kohl's is next on the list. Kohl's, here we go. There we go. 30 days ago, we opened up at 27.12. About 2 weeks later, we hit our 30-day high at 28.92. From there, it's just like constant down. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now, 11 days to the downside, we have a new 30-day bottom, and that was at 24.22. Now, yesterday, again, another big move for Kohl's. It's like both Nordstrom and Kohl's had a nice big move yesterday. We're sitting at 25.50. Now, I'm into Kohl's at 27.97, and I sold off the 26s. So I'm going to keep my eye on this one. I have no problem taking Kohl's into next week. I believe they have the dividend this week, so I clocked the dividend for Kohl's. Is Kohl's this week? One second, let me open this up real quick.
It was.
CSS, Kohl's, the 14th. That was last week. Wait. That's a wrong calendar. Sorry. I was looking at... it was yesterday. So we could pick up that dividend. That would take me over the 1% for the week. Verizon. VZ. The last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago, we're looking at an opening of 40.41. A couple of days later, we have our 30-day high at 41.15. You got your profit taking, escalation, profit taking, escalation, profit taking. Our 30-day bottom was 3 days ago, and that was 39.14. Now, I love seeing two up days in a row after a bottom, especially a 30-day bottom. That's a good indication that it may be retracing to go back to the top side. So we're at 439.97. As you can see, I have an open order on that one to buy it at the market and to sell a covered call right at the market. I won't know what that's going to be until it actually fills. Last on this list, we WBA. WBA seems to be going sideways for the last 4 days, but let's take a look. Here it is right there. 30 days ago today was the 30-day high. Now we had profit taking for 1.5 weeks. We got to our 30-day bottom at 20.42. A little bit of retracement, a little bit of profit taking. Sideways for the last 4 days, sitting at 20.71 at the moment. Now I've had Walgreens for quite a while. Okay, I've sold the 21.5s. I get no problem whatsoever holding on to Walgreens a little bit longer. I even have some room to dollar cost average down, but there's really not much to dollar cost average down at because I'm at 21.65 and it's only 20.71. That's okay. Anyway, that's everything here. Not much more to go over on this account. Wednesdays and Thursdays, usually not a whole heck of a lot to talk about other than what's going to happen on Friday. Other than that, we only have one stock that's in the money. So it would be very odd for me to take everything into next week. But I've done it before. I can do it again. All right. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. We'll catch you guys again tomorrow and see what's happening. Have a great day.